Thanks for Jennifer's introduction. Welcome. Thank you for being here. My name is Hao Li. I'm going to talk about appearance-based primer design for display. I'm working with the Mark Fairchild and as my advisor, and Annie Webster as a co-author. Let's start with some background first. So this picture shows the first commercial LED backlight LCD TV from Sony. So this is the new backlight technology offer a couple of benefit over the commercial CCF backlight technology. First, it produced the image with the dynamic contrast with the use of local dimming. The LED can switch the on and off faster than CCFL, so it offers higher frame rate. Also, this technology can innovate the display design. For example, the LED backlight display can extremely slim. Some of the screen are about 1 inch thick. So if we use the RGB LED backlight, it offers the wider color gamma. Also, it can go green because there's no mercury in the manufacturing. It has the LED has a longer lifetime, and typically it's 20% and 30% lower power consumption compared to the CCFL. So in the current LED backlight display market, there are two types of the LED-based LCD display product. The first one is the RGB LED-based, which is on the left. The other one is the white LED-based, which is on the right. So the left picture shows the RGB LED-based LCD display with use of the RGB backlight technology can achieve a wider chromaticity gamma. Typically cover most standard like Adobe RGB, NTSC, and DCI. So the right picture is the white LED-based LCD display. This kind of backlight display image, the chromaticity diagram slightly wider than the sRGB, but it offers a higher luminance. And also the white LED have a lower cost and a better light efficiency. So in order to understand what's going on inside this backlight technology, I made some measurements on these two types of display. The top left graph shows the spectral property of the RGB LED-based display. As we can see here, the RGB LED has very sharp spectral peaks, and RGB LCD filter didn't block the spectrum of the RGB LED. So these narrowband LEDs can provide more saturated color on the display. The bottom right graph shows the spectral property of the white LED-based LCD display. So we found out the typical white LED are usually composed of the blue LED with the yellow phosphor to create a white impression. So it has two peaks, one in the blue wavelength range, the other one is in the yellow wavelength range. So I also tried to compare the color gamma of these two types of display in the C-Lab color space. So assume we're viewing these two types of display side by side, and we can get this graph here. So the left graph shows the two display color gamma comparison from the top view, and the right graph shows from the side view. And the wireframe here is to represent the color gamma of the white LED-based display, and the solid color gamma represents RGB LED-based display. So clearly, we can see from these two plots, and the RGB LED-based display provides more saturation color here and here, and better green and red. But the white LED-based LCD display can provide a higher luminance. So since both of them have some of the advantage, so can we combine these benefits together to achieve the optimal color gamma for display? So let's go back a little bit, back to the 1952. The Hunt found out for constant chromaticity, the perceived colorfulness increased with luminance. Similarly, Stephen found out the brightness contrast increase of the luminance level. For example, this 4 image was rendered at the 4 different luminance level. Clearly, we can see the perceived colorfulness and the contrast increase with the luminance level. So now our question here is that possible that more colorful and the contrast can be achieved by increase of the luminance, even at the expense of the saturation? This is what we want to examine in this project. So now I'm going to talk about several related research and technology developed this year. And the first one I'll talk about is the PineTime RGB white technology. They are used RGB white subpixel to represent higher resolution luminance information, while use the color subpixel to represent the low resolution color information. So this kind of the display can offer twice brightness and half power consumption. Also, the Facebook display did the research on RGB LED backlight power minimization for the RGB white LCD display. So both of these technologies utilize the white to boost the contrast and increase luminance, expanding color gamma, but they didn't investigate this trade-off in terms of the color appearance concept. So our approach here is examine this trade-off between the luminance and the saturation through the psychophysics scaling of perceived colorfulness for a variety of simulated display. We got two goals here. The first one is to determine how much added white can achieve the optimal color appearance gamma. And the second one is that can we use the current color appearance predictor or model to predict for the evaluation? Okay, next. Before the experiment, we characterized the LCD, and smaller color difference here provide evidence of acceptable of display model. And for the test stability, we use the public domain image database from the HDR photographic survey as a source of experiment image. So 10 local rendered version of the sense data was selected to cover a variety of dynamic range and color gamma, as well to provide different sense content, including the light, day, people, and later. So here, we proposed the two display primary design to examine whether the perceived colorfulness on the display will be improved or preserved by adding the white component. Now I'm going to talk about image preparation for these two display primary design. And the first primary design is to add the white LED into the RGB LED backlight. Since the display we're using is not a high dynamic range display, so first we need to decrease the light list of the RGB input image to allow the headroom for increasing the luminance in the following simulation. And after that, the adjust the RGB image, go through the forward display model, characterization display model, and we can get absolute transluminance value for each RGB channel is here. And we can calculate the luminance of the each RGB LED backlight, use the measured transmittance data. So based on how much percent white you want, and we can calculate the luminance of the simulate the white LED, which is here. So after that, we use the measured chromaticity value of the each RGB LED through the RGB subpixel. We can compute the XYZ from the simulate white backlight for each subpixel, and we add them, and after that we add them to the original XYZ and sum them up, so we can get a new XYZ for with the added white LED for each subpixel. And after that we go through the inverse the display model, and finally we get RGB output here. So this final RGB image would to simulate the appearance of the image on the on the new SIMulate display. And this the red rectangle show the where the calculation of the white components here. Our second primary design is by adding the white subpixel on the LCD here. So basically, the most of the image processing are the same like the first one. The only difference here is the instead of adding the white backlight, we're adding the different amount of the white light through the white subpixel, which is here. And next, I'm going to show you an example to visualize the two different display primary design. And the top group of image shows display simulation by adding the different amount of the white LED backlight. The bottom group of image shows display simulation by adding different percentage of the white subpixel. From this graph, we can find that adding the white subpixel desaturation the image more significantly compared to the first primary design. And another thing we found out is that the image with over 15% added white appears to be washed out. This is due to the limited dynamic range of the LCD display. So in our case, we just selected the 10% to 14% added white with increment 10% for the following experiment. So in order to determine what's the optimal level of added white for each display primary design, we develop a user interface to do the paired comparison experiment. 30 observers participated in this experiment, and the 10 image scenes were selected as the stimuli. So the instruction here for the observers is the which image appears in each pair appears more colorful to you. And after that, I'm going to show some results from the psychophysics. This graph shows the psychophysics result from the adding white backlight design. The y-axis here is the perceived colorfulness scale versus is the percent added white. A 95% confident image was computed for each percent white. So basically, we can say that the mean percent colorfulness done across the image increase of the percent white. And the image with the 14% added white is the most colorful one in this design. So next, I can show that this graph illustrates the percent colorful with the percent white for each image. So the y-axis is still the percent white from the psychophysics, and the x-axis here is to represent the 10 different image. As we can see, the overall image with the 13% and 14% added white were both colorful for each scene content from the each group bar. We can say there is the trend for the perceived colorfulness change are similar for word 10 tested image. So which indicate the perceived colorfulness is independent of the image content, and the colorfulness effect apply across the gamma. So we're also trying to use the color appearance model predictor to investigate the correlation between the perception and prediction. So the first plot here is showing the computed the luminance versus the percent white. And the second plot here is showing the C-lab chroma versus percent white. The third plot here is to show the C-lab saturation, which was defined as a chroma divided by lightness and versus percent white. And the final plot shows the C-camel 2 colorfulness prediction versus percent white. So as we can see, the C-lab chroma and the saturation prediction decrease with the percent white, but the C-camel 2 colorfulness the increase with a very small value here. And these two images show the relation between the perceived colorfulness and the C-lab chroma and the CKMO2 colorfulness prediction. So it appears C-lab chroma is inversely proportional to the perceived colorfulness. On the other hand, there is no linear relationship between the perceived colorfulness and the CKM colorfulness predictor. But it does increase with the predictor. So the next graph, I can show the result from the psychophysics result from the adding white subpixel. Basically, the perceived colorfulness decreased with the percent white, and the range of the change was significantly larger compared to the first primary design, which you can tell from this confident image. The error bar is very small compared to the change of the different percent white. So in this design, we're still trying to correlate the perception perceived colorfulness to the computed C-lab chroma and CKMO2 colorfulness. The results kind of surprised, and the relation between the perceived colorfulness and predictor are quite linear. And the result also indicated that both of the C-lab chroma and the CKMO2 colorfulness were a good predictor in modeling the decrease in perceived colorfulness. Now, finally, conclusion here. The first one, I want to conclude the primary design with the white backlight show the perceived colorfulness can be maintained or slightly improved through small addition of less saturated but higher luminous primary to achieve a white gamma display. But the result from the primary design with adding the white subpixel indicate the more significant the deduction in primary saturation cannot be overcome by the increased luminance. The primary design with adding the white backlight might be an appropriate approach to a higher luminance white gamma display. We were still concluding the CKMO2 is capable to predicting the trend for both small and large change in saturation in these two display design. Okay, finally, I would like to acknowledge the Mosaic Color Science Lab and Dolby Laboratory. Thanks for being here. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. Do we have any questions?
In your experiment, did you ask your observer to judge which one do they prefer more? And if so, does it correlate with the colorfulness of the image?
The criterion we use here is the colorfulness. We didn't ask the observer to choose which one they prefer.
Right. Isn't
any reason for that?
I think you would like to design display that is more preferred by observer in general. A colorfulness is just one attribute of basically the image quality, and you want a display that has maybe higher image quality perceived by the observer.
I think it's not that case. I think we choose the colorfulness as a criterion because we're trying to achieve a more color appearance gamma. It's not a preference.
Right. Yeah. But I think the assumption is that a bigger color appearance gamma will create a more desirable image.
Yeah, yes, maybe there's some
wondering whether you have data to actually confirm that hypothesis.
What do I have the data for?
Yeah, if you actually test which one do they prefer and which image appears more colorful, mm-hmm. And they show high correlation, that might be a good data point
okay.
to support your hypothesis.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you. Mike has a question. A
dumb question for information. The filters, you show in the diagram, the filters align with the backlights, but I suspect that you're talking about backlights that are well displaced from the filters, and each backlight hits all the filters. Is that right?
Can you repeat your question again?
When you look at the diagram you drew with the red filter in front of the red LED.
Yes.
Are there enough LEDs so that you end up pairing the red filter and the red LED, or do the LEDs all kind of mix up and go through all the filters?
Yeah, I understand the question. In our case, we didn't consider the cross term.
Yes.
Yes, we just only assume there the red LED goes through the red filter and the green goes through the green filter and blue goes through the green filter.
It's the usual LED lit backlit filtered LCD display.
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Did you modulate both the LCDs and the LEDs, or just one or the other?
I modulated both. I got the measure data. Yeah.
But when the TV was on, were the red LEDs always on?
For which primer design? Yes. In our case, the RGB LED backlight, they're kept constant.
Right.
Yeah, we only changed the digital count on the LCD panel.
Is that what you were asking?
We didn't do the local dimming or some stuff change, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you could get a better dynamic range for, let's say, greens by only having the green and having the white on and turning the others off.
Sorry?
For color differentiation. I'll ask this afterwards.
Okay, thanks. We can talk about it later.
I'd like to congratulate you on a very good paper, and I'm so glad to see that somebody's looking at the effect of the change of luminance and dealing with colorfulness rather than just chroma or saturation. And it's the first time I've heard a paper that deals with this question and used the color appearance model to do the evaluation. So congratulations, I'm very pleased to see this work.
Yeah, thank you. I think this work is similar to your work. Here we go, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because you just use the lower kind of metric. Sorry, use that for the display application. That's it. Any other questions?
Okay, great, thank you.
Okay, thank you, everyone.